This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are a lot of good things happening. You can just feel the inexorable evil in the world intensifying. And you just ask yourself, why? Why? Because people running things are committed to a larger plan. And this world has to be destroyed before they think their Valhalla can be manifest. They are insane. Whether you believe in God or not, these people do, and they believe in a very evil God. Nathan, real fast, are you saying maybe you want Trump to get in and then like he'd be even more Ron Paulish? What are you saying?
Well, what I want to hear is that for the people that don't really still won over by, you know, Trump, you know, that they still don't, it's not that they're going to vote for Hillary. They're just kind of like, eh, I'm going to go, I was a Rand Paul guy, I don't care. I want to hear him say stuff like, we want patriots like Edward Snowden, like Clinton pardons all these scumbags in the past. I want him to pardon a guy like him who, in my field, is a political, you know, prisoner.
Okay, I hear you, Nathan. I'm going to jump swing it to everybody. I hear you. I think with Trump, you actually get what's going to happen. So I disagree with some things, but, I mean, the guy's pretty much just up there, and you know, he's not out to get the country, and he actually thinks that he can be president and, you know, try to stop him, and they just can't believe it. The fact that the system hates him so much legitimately shows how threatened they are by Donald Trump. Organic Warrior from California, you're on the air with Joel Skousen and worldaffairsbrief.com. Go ahead.
Joel Skousen, awesome guys. Alex Jones. Anyways, I want to kind of touch on the satanic agenda and the youth. You know, I skateboard and surf, but I always see, like, kids wearing pentagrams and 666, and I really think that they're trying to lock in on that, on the youth.
Yeah, they think it's a symbol of rebellion, but what they don't get is, yeah, sure, Satan revolted against God, but now Satan's in control of the planet. Real rebellion is not going with the devil.
Correct. Also, people need to get off their iPhone 6s, stop waiting in the line at Starbucks, and go hold up a Hillary for President sign down here in San Diego, because it seems to be like I'm the only guy doing it.
Well, great job, brother. Do you have a question for Joel Skousen? I said you want to talk about relocation?
Strategic relocation, it's a great book. I mean, man, everything at that point, I guess when it happens, we just have to be ready, you know, storable food. Non-GMO, everything.
Everything they do is about making us dependent. Exactly. We need to, I mean, independent on them. We need to be independent. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you, Organic Warrior. Joel, you want to comment on what he was talking about, the popularity of Satanism?
Yeah, it's a fad. I think you nailed it, Alex. There's a bunch of rebellion. People think this is cool to do something anti-establishment, but it's not in the right direction, obviously, and very, very sad.
I mean, could you be more establishment on this planet than to be a Satanist? I mean, that's really like...
Yeah, that's how foolish they are, Alex. They don't realize that they're trying to fight what's normal. They're buying into what the major establishment controls.
Joel, we're almost out of time. We got a bunch of callers, but I'm going to just get to those after you're gone. I appreciate you spending an hour and a half with us. We've got Mark Cuban coming out and endorses Hillary. That's just terrible. We've got a lot of other points. But what else in the next minute do you want to impart to folks?
I want to answer your major conundrum, which you expressed, that so many people expressed. Why would these people do this, absorb a nuclear first strike, and make us all vulnerable? I mean, it just seemed inconceivable. But my answer to that is this, that, you know, PDD 60, or Presidential Decision Directive 60, which changed our entire nuclear posture, proves that they're going to absorb a nuclear first strike. All right. So, look, these people are not dumb. These people are not stupid. They are not going to absorb a nuclear first strike unless they have an answer to that. And that answer, I believe, has to be these secret weapon systems. I believe they can stop any missile systems coming in today, any and all.
Well, sure. Dr. Bob Bowman, when he was the head of Star Wars before it was even made public, said that, he said, I can only tell you this is accidentally leaked. And he said, we already had, you know, robot drones in orbit with DU Sabos that would take out the deepest bunkers in 1978.
And so I think they're going to stop, and while they regroup under the global government that they're going to push upon us, they're going to stop any further missiles from coming in, and that's, I think, the answer to why they are depending on the fact that they're not going to hit cities in the first strike. I mean, why would they? You want to hit the military first. You want to hit the missiles first so that you can't retaliate.
No, I hear you. I mean, look, I know you're a Marine Corps officer and know the research, and I've done the research, too. I understand this is what they're bringing us towards. Thank you so much, Joel. Thank you. We'll be back with David Knight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour. Monday, August the 1st, 2016. August is already here. And, of course, next week we're going to have the primary with Paul Ryano. People who are in Wisconsin really need to pay attention to this because, you know what? If Donald Trump wins, his biggest opposition in Congress is going to be Paul Ryan. They need to understand what's going on here, and there's a couple of stories that are up on the Drudge Report talking about that. But I want to give you some perspective from the DNC that we covered last week. I'm going to talk about the con job that was done by this Muslim Brotherhood guy that everybody's been talking about all weekend. We're going to give you the background on some of these speakers that spoke at the Democrat convention, especially the last day. The Muslim father of the soldier who was killed, also the general who got up. You know, there's a story on Reason Magazine saying that Allen gave the scariest speech from both the RNC and the DNC. They said John Allen had unrestrained warmongering. I would say, you know, we could say it's not just that he got up and said, I'm with her. He also said, I'm with war everywhere at all times. And we're going to tell you a little bit about him. Did you remember that he was involved in the Petraeus scandal, that he was selected to be the head of NATO, but he abruptly resigned. So we're going to revisit all that for you. We're going to do a flashback about that. We're going to give you some background on this Muslim father that was speaking there. And I want to give you some just kind of my feelings as to what happened the week that I spent at the Arkham Asylum this last week, otherwise known as the DNC. But first, let's take a look at this story from Mikhail Phelan that's up on InfoWars.com, just breaking. There's going to be a Clinton fundraiser set for the Black Hat Conference coming up in Las Vegas. How about that? I guess they want to raise money for Hillary Clinton. How's that for irony or hypocrisy? You take your pick either way. I guess the way these Black Hat hackers look at this is that a Clinton presidency would be a hacker's paradise. It would really raise their stock because everybody would be saying, how do we stop all these leaks? Information is coming out of everywhere. We don't know how to stop this. Well, you know, you can stop it, first of all, by not putting all your classified emails on a private, unsecured server. There's some very easy things that you can do to keep from having your information compromised. But, of course, the people that I talked to at the DNC just really didn't care about that. They were far more interested in putting out conspiracy theories about Putin and Trump. But let's take a look at this article from Mikhail Phelan. They say, according to cybersecurity journalist Steve Reagan, the fundraiser will begin this on Wednesday during the evening hours of Black Hat Conference in Vegas. They describe this as focusing on policy issues that will be facing the next administration. You can bet that hacking is going to be a policy issue that is going to face the Clinton administration throughout its reign here. I say a Black Hat spokesman said that the fundraiser was vendor and politically neutral. Yeah, right. And it's being run completely independent of the conference. And I say, but you wouldn't know that from reading the fundraiser's announcement, said Reagan. He said, while Black Hat called the event unofficial and Clinton herself is not going to be there, the idea of a presidential fundraiser at a hacker conference of any type just feels strange. Unless you're talking about Hillary Clinton. He goes on to add that there are no fundraisers being done at the hacking conference for Donald Trump. Okay. Now, who is behind this? That's been the big conspiracy theory because they don't want to talk about what's really happening here. They don't want to talk about the information that's been revealed. They want to do a very clever pivot. They're much more clever the way that they handle bad news than Donald Trump has been. I mean, Donald Trump stepped in it with this Muslim just like he did with the La Raza judge, never pointing out that he was part of La Raza. La Raza. Everything for the race. For those outside of the race, nothing. That's their logo, folks. This is an Hispanic group that is called The Race. And yet, what he did was he said, well, because of his Mexican heritage, I don't think I'm going to get a fair trial. No, he's not going to get a fair trial because this guy is a Muslim KKK. That's what he needed to point out. And he needed to point out the same thing about Khan, but he doesn't. Instead, when you look at the way the Democrats handle this kind of stuff, the Democrats come out and say, well, emails? What emails? There's nothing to see here. Move along. Just ignore it, pretend it never existed, and lie about it. This is a very interesting revelation from William Binney. You know, I said last week that I believed that if you really wanted to know who was behind this, you really had to think about, take a look at U.S. intelligence. I think they have as much, if not far more, motivation to expose Hillary Clinton as a criminal, as someone who cannot be trusted, than do the Russians. I think that all of this talk about, as I said when I talked to Alex from the convention, you know, they've got the other R word that they've been using. They have racist, and now they come out with Russian. They want to attack Donald Trump because he's been America first. And they want to use this kind of McCarthyism, and it truly is a red herring. Okay, it is red baiting, red herring is what they're trying to do. I saw Carl Bernstein on the floor of the Democrat convention. I wanted to talk to him. He wouldn't talk to me. He did the same thing that Turd Blossom, Karl Rove did with Alex. I'm owned by CNN is what he said. But I would have asked him, you know, Carl Bernstein, the guy that was part of the Watergate exposure, I would have said, you know, you look like somebody that appreciated a good leak. What do you think about this latest thing here? Remember, when you go back and look at Watergate, that Deep Throat was FBI. Okay, I think, what was the guy? I think he was number two, I think, in the FBI that eventually it came out. Nobody at the time, interestingly enough, even though we were at the height of the Cold War during Watergate, nobody suggested that the Russians were trying to do a coup against Richard Nixon. But there were connections with the CIA, with the FBI, with the people at the very top. You have to understand, as William Binney pointed out, there are a lot of people who take their job seriously, as William Binney did, in the security business, that are absolutely furious and appalled and cannot believe what Hillary Clinton did and that she's getting away with this. I talked to a friend of mine who's a retired colonel. He said if he and his wife, who was also a very high-ranking military official, said if we'd done that, we'd have been in jail for the rest of our lives. All these people understand that. They've seen this happen. They've seen them go after whistleblowers that came out at the same time, talking about how the government, after 9/11, was using dragnet surveillance in violation of the Constitution. See, people like William Binney and Thomas Drake take the Constitution very seriously. And unlike Kahn, they understand what's in it. They understand what the Fourth Amendment is about. There is no right of immigration for Muslims into this country in the Constitution. There is no right for that, but there is a right to be left alone. And these people who take their job very seriously, who believe that there are secrets that need to be protected for our security, and who understand the penalties that they face, and then understand that when they expose criminal actions by the government, that they try to put them away, as they did Thomas Drake for 35 years. Four documents, none of which were classified. Some of them they classified that same day, then declassified it 3 months later. There was nothing at all to be classified by these. One of them said, well, it wasn't classified, but it should have been, and you should have known it, so we're going to charge you for having a classified document. It was simply a schedule of a past project. It didn't have any information on it. The project was already over. So what did William Binney say? We've had William Binney on our show several times, a true patriot, a true constitutionalist, somebody who has served his country in the intelligence industry, who has served us as trying to protect the Constitution as a whistleblower. This is what he said. He said, speaking as an analyst, this is a Breitbart story, Binney raised the possibility that the hack of the Democrat National Committee server was done not by Russia, but by a disgruntled U.S. intelligence worker concerned about Clinton's compromise of national security secrets via her personal email use. He referenced testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee in March 2011 by then FBI Director Robert Mueller, in which Mueller spoke of the FBI's ability to access various secretive databases to, quote, track down known and suspected terrorists. Okay, he said, now what Mueller is talking about is going into the NSA database, which is shown, of course, in the Snowden material released, which shows a direct access into the NSA database by the FBI and the CIA, which there is no oversight of, by the way. See, that's one of the things that Binney is concerned about, the fact that the FBI and the CIA can access this information in the NSA database. He said, so that means that the NSA and a number of agencies in the U.S. government also have those emails. So if the FBI really wanted them, they can go into that database and they can get them right now. Okay, you know those 30,000 emails that Hillary Clinton's lawyers had the privilege? You want to talk about white privilege, Hillary Clinton? Let's talk about your political privilege. That's what's really dangerous. You have the political privilege that when you are suspected of violating the highest levels of national security, your lawyers are first allowed to go through and scrub what they don't want the FBI to see from your laptop. Now, Binney is saying that they do have access to those emails. So then he was asked point blank, and this is on Aaron Klein Investigated Radio. He was asked point blank by Aaron Klein. He said, do you believe the NSA has copies of all of Clinton's emails? And Binney said, yes, that would be my point. They have them all, and the FBI can get them right there. Now, let me remind you that William Binney wasn't just an NSA employee. He wasn't just a high-ranking NSA employee. He was the head of NSA technical capabilities and had been for quite some time. He knows what he's talking about when he talks about the hack. And he also understands the frustration of people who take this stuff seriously, unlike Hillary Clinton. He also knows the history behind John Deutsch, who was Bill Clinton's head of CIA. He had unclassified or classified documents on his unsecured laptop. They took that laptop. He didn't get a chance to selectively delete stuff. He was facing jail time until Clinton pardoned him, and he lost his security clearance. Not so for Hillary Clinton. Well, I think there's a lot of people in the U.S. government who are going to make sure that she does lose her security clearance because they're going to make sure she doesn't become president of the United States. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more from the DNC wrap-up.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. I'm David Knight. We're going to go back and look at some of the other odd things that happened at the Democrat convention. Of course, we have the job done by the Muslim Brotherhood member with connections, and that was the guy who criticized Donald Trump. And, of course, everybody's been talking about that all weekend, not really talking about the sleeper of a speech that Hillary Clinton gave. You know, you see those pictures of Bill Clinton dozing off and Kane trying to distract attention from that as well as get in front of him. You know, my comment on that on Twitter was I'm surprised that he's the only one that fell asleep in that group. I can't believe that anybody could stay awake through that speech. So nobody's really talking about Hillary Clinton's speech. She made sure that she wasn't going to be upstaged by anybody in the Democrat Party. They had all the big hitters speaking the night before. That night they just had a lot of various identity politics and activist candidates speaking, or spokesmen speaking. But they did change their lineup, and we're going to talk about that a bit, you know, what they did in terms of a tribute to the police. That was something that was not planned until the last minute, just like all these American flags that suddenly appeared on Tuesday after they were criticized for not having them on Monday. We'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have extended some of the specials from our Sleeping Giant mega sales that happened last week, the 28-hour broadcast that we had. We had to pull most of those specials, but we do still have three major products from the mega special pricing. 40% off of Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and 30% off DNA Force, and we still have store-wide free shipping. So that is something that we are giving you right now in addition to extending the sales on Brain Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and DNA Force. 40% off Brain Force, 30% off DNA Force, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So check those out. You still have an opportunity for doing that, and we really do thank you for supporting our operation. We would not be able to go to these conventions, to send our reporters to these live events. It's very important that we get there, that we see these people firsthand, that we talk to them, interview the people who are protesting on the street, as well as being able to get access to some of the people like Jesse Jackson. I'm going to play that for you in just a moment and tell you how that fits in with the modified, at the last minute, the modified speaker lineup at the DNC. Before we get to that, I just want to finish up with one other thing that William Binney said. You know, we've got this article where he says that he believes that it could very well be somebody inside the U.S. intelligence community that is leaking all this information about Hillary Clinton because they're unhappy that she compromised national security, that she's not only getting away with it, but she's going to retain her security clearance and become president. Okay, they don't want to see that happen. He says there's another point that he brought up in this interview with Aaron Klein. He said the other point is that Hillary, according to an article published by The Observer in March of this year, has a problem with the NSA because she compromised gamma material. He says that's the most sensitive material at the NSA. So there was a number of NSA officials that were complaining to the press or to the people who wrote in that article that she compromised gamma material. She lifted the material that was in her emails directly out of gamma reporting. So what is gamma? Okay, remember when we talked about how a lot of these emails are born classified because they're about discussions between top foreign leaders, as well as you know, between information that they intercepted between other foreign leaders, or information about what she said to foreign leaders. That is born classified. So when you send that, when that happens, when you're having classified discussions with a foreign government, and then you're making comments about that, you don't need to wait until somebody puts a classification sticker on that. It's already classified. She should know that. She shouldn't have that on her private, unsecured server. And they point out that the gamma compartment, you know, we're talking about compartmentalization, so there's this one compartment called gamma. It's an NSA handling caveat applied to extraordinarily sensitive information. For example, decrypted conversations between top foreign leadership. That's the kind of stuff Hillary Clinton exposed. Okay? It's not just that she sent and received classified emails, as the FBI director said, and then gave her a pass on the criminal actions. No, she also exposed that kind of information. So there's a lot of people, I think, in the American government who would like to see her exposed. And yet all they do is talk about the Russians with Trump, the Russians this, the Russians that. Look, nobody is talking about in the mainstream press, are they, the connections between her campaign manager, John Podesta, and the Russians, okay? A Putin-connected Russian government fund? gave him $35 million. Okay, she's gotten 20% of her funding from the Saudis, they brag. This is the candidate. This was exposed in a great report from Russia with Money, Hillary Clinton and the Russian Reset, cronyism. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, this fourth hour. We're going to take a look at some of the other things that happened at the DNC as we were there reporting it live. The LA Times talks about how vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine can speak in Spanish, and they ask the question, do Latino voters care? And they point out that he got up and said in Spanish, inflected with the tones of the American Midwest. He spoke to the assembly there. And they say his Spanish has been sold as a draw to Latino voters on election year, in which the other major party's nominee, Donald Trump, said a fellow candidate speaks Mexican. You know what? Tim Kaine speaks globalism. I remarked about that on Twitter, and somebody came back to me and said, well, you know, this is happens to be a language that 37 million people in America speak. You know, that's still a small minority overall. But I came back to him and I said, well, just press Trump for English, press Kane for globalist. Okay, that's what we have, globalist and Goldman Sachs. That's what he really speaks. That's his real language, folks. And I think it's interesting in this L.A. Times article where they say, does anybody really care that he speaks Spanish? They quote a Democrat political strategist, Felix Sanchez, co-founder of the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts. He said Kane's speaking Spanish is simply unnecessary. He says it's a political trope that has run its course. I prefer to have candidates address issues, supply solutions, and then see if they can get it done, instead of scripted Spanish pablum. See, that's precisely it. It's all symbolism. It's all tribalism. There are no solutions being added, because what this guy is offering is globalism. Okay, that's what he's truly speaking. Hillary Clinton doubled down on her choice with Kane. Instead of trying to offer an olive branch to the Bernie Sanders supporters, she doubled down on somebody that is opposed to everything they stand for, which is TPP. That was what we saw in the convention at the beginning, Monday night, especially Tuesday night. All these people, handwritten signs that they had folded up and carried in so they could get them in. Most of the people had pre-printed signs. They were told, okay, when this speaker comes out, you hold up this sign. When that speaker comes out, here's the sign you're all going to hold up. I mean, what a phony, scripted bunch of nonsense. But some of them brought in their own signs about what they were concerned about. And it was always TPP with a circle and a slash run through it. No TPP. And yet, what she did was she picked somebody who is the Wall Street candidate when it comes to globalism, when it comes to multinational corporations. The Wall Street Journal was talking about how excited all of these people in Wall Street were about Tim Kaine. They were all headed to the convention to celebrate and to buy influence, I'm sure. But, you know, the real issue here, and I think it's interesting, too, when they point out, they say, well, if the argument is that Kaine is her choice for VP because he spoke better Spanish than Castro and Perez, well, that certainly is a red herring argument. Isn't it interesting that Julian Castro, who's the head secretary, former mayor of San Antonio, he was floated as her as a leading VP choice. He started taking Spanish lessons so he could speak better Spanish because of the pandering. Again, you know, all you have to do is speak fluent globalism. And I thought it was interesting that Castro, whose mother was one of the founders of La Raza, didn't speak that fluent Spanish. But look, you have to understand why they are pushing this out. And you also have to understand, before I move on to what happened in North Carolina with the voter law, another observation I saw when I was there, one of the minor speakers that was there was speaking and just threw out a phrase in Spanish, a token phrase, just like Kane did. And it was interesting because he threw that out and he kind of waited as an applause line and he got crickets. And then he said it in English and he got applause. And I thought, that's kind of interesting, because I don't know if these people here who love to tout their diversity, just as we see with Julian Castro, do they really speak Spanish? You know, there's a reason people speak English. If you want to get ahead in this contemporary world, you want to be able to speak English, because English is the lingua franca of the 21st century, folks, like it or not. You know, it's been Latin in the past. It's been French in the past. Today it is English. If you want to get ahead, if you want the universal language that everybody speaks, when we went to Copenhagen to cover Bilderberg, all the signs were up in Danish as well as in English. Really kind of strange. And sometimes there would only be an English sign up. They wouldn't have Danish there. There was a guy ahead of us in line who was a German. He was very upset that there weren't any signs in German. He said, they used to teach German in the Danish schools here. He was arguing with the waiter in front of me. He said something to him in German, and the waiter didn't understand it. So he's kind of upset about that. Look, you have to understand the point of language is communication, and we need to try to have a common communication so that we can all speak together. That's especially important in government. There's enough argument about what the clearly written Constitution says when amongst English speakers, okay? And so there's a lot of prevarication that goes along with that, and it's going to be even worse if we start having multiple languages in government. And when I look at this court decision striking down North Carolina voter ID law, this is reported from Politico. If you remember, a couple of years ago, They passed a law in North Carolina saying that you would have to show picture ID when you vote. And I reported at the last election, my brother-in-law told me that a friend of his told him he went to vote, and in North Carolina to vote, all you do is you show up, you give them your name and your address, they look in their book, and they say, okay, here it is. He went to vote, and they said, well, you've already voted. He said, no, I haven't. I said, yeah, you have, and the other person at your address has already voted. He goes, that's my mother. She's dead. Now, he didn't make an issue of that. He didn't go to the press. He didn't want to come on and talk with us on the record. But look, folks, that happens. There's a reason that you have photo ID, okay? Is it racist when the TSA asks to see your photo ID before they'll let you get on a plane? Is it a problem when you have to show photo ID when you cash a check, okay? Is it racist for the DNC to ask for your photo ID? They were checking our ID everywhere, all the time, different areas we would go into. Every time we go into another inner circle of Dante's Inferno, we would have to show them our ID again, okay? Now, is that racist? If it is, then the DNC is racist, the TSA is racist, the shopping, your grocery store is racist when you have to show your ID to cash a check. But we've got three judges, two of them Obama judges, one of them a Clinton judge, and they unanimously said that it's racist to have to show a picture to verify your ID if you vote because it's North Carolina. Okay, that's essentially what they're saying. They said this. They said the General Assembly enacted these photo ID laws in the immediate aftermath of unprecedented African-American voter participation in a state with a troubled racial history and racially polarized voting. Let me tell you something. There was no immediate aftermath of an unprecedented African-American voter participation. That's total baloney. And they overturned a lower court Fourth Circuit ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Thomas Schroeder. A mammoth 485-page decision that he wrote just in April, upholding the North Carolina law. They struck that down. They said, racist, and you can't do this. And, of course, there's no time, folks, for this to be appealed before the Supreme Court. So, you see, when we're looking at Cain, and Hillary Clinton is trying to get somebody who is going to speak some token Spanish in a Midwestern accent, okay, it's about appealing to voters, and I would say this, illegal voters that she wants to bring into this country. That's one of the ways she's going to rig this election. That's why they're pushing back on this North Carolina law. It has absolutely nothing to do with some imaginary surge of black voters participating. It has everything to do with making sure that illegal aliens are not voting illegally and to make sure that people don't vote multiple times. You have a long period of time people can show up. And all they have to do is go to the phone book, if such a thing still exists anywhere. But all they have to do is look up people's names and addresses, and you can go in and vote for those people before they show up. And that's precisely what happened to our friend. Now, one of the other things I think was interesting in the convention, and I reported on this on Friday before we went. On Thursday, John McNesby, who was president of the Fraternal Order of Police there in Philadelphia, said he was shocked and saddened by the planned choice of speakers at the Democrat convention that was going to start the following Monday in Philadelphia. He said the Fraternal Order of Police is insulted and will not soon forget that the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton are excluding the widows and other family members of police officers killed in the line of duty who were victims of explicit, not implied, racism. In other words, they were going to let families of blacks who'd been killed by police speak, but they were not going to have any family members of police who had been killed. I want to play this clip from Jesse Jackson in just a moment. But he goes on to say, it's sad that in order to win an election, Mrs. Clinton must pander to the interests of people who don't know all the facts, while the men and women that they destroy are outside protecting the political institutions of this country. In other words, while you are demonizing us in the Democrat convention, we're going to be outside protecting you, is what he was saying. He said, Mrs. Clinton, you should be ashamed of yourself if that's possible. Well, I don't think she did it out of shame, but it was interesting because that was done on Thursday. I reported that on Friday. We go there Monday night on the floor of the DNC. I talked to Jesse Jackson, and here's what he had to say when I raised that issue to him.
Governor Jackson, tonight they're going to have families who have been talking about that have been killed by police.
But from what I understand, they're not going to have any families of policemen who have been killed. What are your comments about that?
I wish we could share the pain of both, because those who were shot unarmed did nothing to be killed. And the police were shot unarmed did nothing to be killed. That must be some common commitment to stop the killing. I think that for a season, from Trayvon Martin to Michael Brown to Diallo, was black men killed by police. The killing of police by people, by two veterans, I might add, is a recent thing. But I hope that can be an appreciation for the pain and unnecessary loss of both sides.
Do you think that they should have them speak? Do you think they should have had someone from the families that have just recently had the most recent shootings in Dallas?
They may make that adjustment. I hope that they will.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, David Knight, Infowars.
So he said they may make that adjustment. I hope they will. And they did. Just like they made an adjustment on the second night when they were criticized the first night for not having any American flags on stage. They went out and got some flags. Daily Caller reported that they had two employees from City Hall tell them that they got those flags from City Hall at the last minute. And just like the beard of putting those flags out there, they weren't concerned about that when they were thinking about their convention. It was an afterthought, okay? And they used the police as a beard. Later on, what they did was they added the Dallas police chief. They added a section there, a tribute to fallen heroes to talk about the police. So that was not something that they wanted to do. They only did it because they were criticized. You have to understand that. And that's the way these guys have rolled. And I think it's very interesting that they would do that. I think it's also, we put that Jesse Jackson was race baiting because you notice the cases that he talked about, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown. He didn't talk about the clear-cut cases of excessive police force. He talked about the ones that were not clear-cut, the ones that were, in the case of Trayvon Martin, they had jury trials. They said he acted in self-defense. They always like to throw up the ones that are the most controversial because that is part of the race baiting. And he also threw out there, oh, by the way, these guys were veterans, okay? In other words, distancing the idea that they were motivated by Black Lives Matter. That's why we put that title up there, that he was race baiting. We've seen that kind of spin on this information from day one. So they added them at the last minute. They added the police to speak. They also decided that they would go full on with the military. And Reason Magazine says you can watch the scariest speech from both the RNC and the DNC is John Allen's unrestrained warmongering. Now, how does this help her with Bernie Sanders supporters? Again, it's like she did with Kane, doubling down on the things that they don't like, okay? But here's how Reason reported it. They said he shouted in language that doubtlessly warmed the hearts of interventionists of both major parties. It was a balls-out hawkishness, delivered loudly at the highest decibel level possible, garnered relatively little in the way of commentary or protest, except from a few people in the arena itself. In other words, the party that has put itself out there as being anti-war had absolutely nothing to say about it. And, of course, the mainstream media had absolutely nothing to say about what he was doing. But here's what was said about this in Foreign Policy magazine. This is Duke University's Peter Fever. He said, for my money, the absolute lowest point was when Allen explicitly called on the active uniformed military to join in a political campaign. He said every American in uniform in the White House or at home, and they all chanted, USA, USA. And, of course, there were people there that turned around and said, shut up. USA is a Trump slogan. Don't say that. Anyway, they shouted USA. He says, we must be a force. People in uniform must be a force for unity in America, for a vision that includes all of us, all of us. And the comment of Fever, he said, it's hard to craft a more politicized call for the military to join in partisan politics than that. And it's hard to find a bigger stage from which to make such a disturbing appeal than just before the candidate accepts her nomination. Okay? Now, understand who this guy is. John Allen, do you remember going back to the Petraeus leaks that he was accused of sending a lot of racy, sexually charged emails to socialite Jill Kelly? This is somebody who was spoken of as the honorary ambassador to CENTCOM, to Central Command there in Florida. She was used by foreign governments to gain access to Central Command senior generals. And a lot of those foreign governments, most of them, were Middle Eastern governments. This is a lady who was born in Lebanon, okay? They did a Pentagon investigation at the time, 20 to 30,000 pages of emails. Isn't it interesting that these emails always come in groups of 30,000? Beginning to get suspicious about these figures that they're throwing out. They always have 30-some-odd thousand. I guess that's just the number beyond which they can't count, okay? They eventually said that he did not violate anything. She was described as the other woman, as she was accused of many things since the scandal erupted. Interestingly enough, she accused Paula Broadwell, the broad that Petraeus was exchanging emails with, the thing that got him busted out of his position. She accused Paula Broadwell of trying to blackmail her. And I guess the question is, you know, what did she have to blackmail her with? What did she want in exchange? Because this is a person who was acting as a go-between with a lot of these Middle Eastern governments. Okay, now, who is John Allen? Well, he was the guy that was exchanging emails with a socialite. And he was somebody who was the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan. He had been nominated to become Supreme Allied Commander of NATO in Europe. They put that on hold while they investigated him, and eventually he stepped down to say that he was going to retire. Now, he hasn't retired. He continues to show up at places like David Petraeus, places like the Bilderberg Group, where he was in 2015. Okay, he has stayed connected. Perhaps, I guess, he feels that if he gets in the Clinton administration, nobody will really pay any attention to his naughty emails. He's going to look like a Boy Scout in that group. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones
Jones Show. In this last segment, I want to talk a little bit about the Wrath of Khan that is happening in the aftermath of the Democratic convention. Of course, that would be Khazir Khan, the guy who criticized Donald Trump. Who is this man? What is his background? What is his agenda? How is he being used by the DNC? Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you, however, that we have extended, as a thank you to those of you who have supported our operation, we've extended some of the items that were part of our Sleeping Giant mega sale that was the 28-hour broadcast that we did last Wednesday through Thursday. We've extended that sale on Brain Force, 40% off, on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 30% off, on DNA Force, 30% off, and that's a big savings on DNA Force. That is a premium product, very expensive to produce. We try to offer it as the lowest price we can, but it is still an expensive product. So when you get 30% off DNA Force, that is a huge sale. And also, we have store-wide free shipping. Store-wide free shipping on everything. Take advantage of this before that disappears. And again, we thank you for your support. 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and 30% off DNA Force. We have continued just those two. We're going to have to pull those down pretty soon. Find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, who is this guy, Khazir Khan, okay? He had a son who was killed, and he spoke at the convention. Again, they wanted to appeal to the police, to the military on that last night. They wanted to make sure that they had a lot of people who were identity politics, activists, and so forth. No major speakers to compete with Hillary Clinton. You had Governor Cuomo speaking, but that was much earlier, way early in the evening. They didn't want to have anybody there that was going to upstage her. But the person who did upstage her was this Khazir Khan fellow because of the back and forth between he and Donald Trump. Now, he goes on to say that if restrictions on Muslim immigration had been in place decades ago, he said, I would have not been here. None of my family would have been here, okay? We would have never been in America. Well, you know what? Your son, if it was up to Donald Trump, would never have been in Iraq. He would have never been killed. It was Hillary Clinton who wanted your son in that kind of a war theater. As we just pointed out the last segment, getting John Allen out there to be one of the scariest warmongers at either convention, and again, bringing the military in a very partisan way. But who is this guy? Okay, is he just some guy that they happen to read his essay and bring him in? No, he's got a long background, as a matter of fact, and there's some investigative reports on the American Thinker, as well as Shubat, showing where this guy's from. First thing American Thinker noticed was that this guy had a New York City address, but he had a D.C. phone number. And so they started looking at that. They called the phone number. They said, I was surprised he'd have a D.C. phone number with a New York City address, so he called it to see who it was. And they said, no, this isn't his law office. But the man who answered it said he would not tell him who it was. Then he looked up to see the domain name, and, yeah, that website, it was registered to him, and it was registered very recently. Okay? Then they take a look at his connections to Islam, to Sharia law, to the Muslim Brotherhood. This is some research that was done by Shubat.com. They say, what the media is not telling you about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump, he is a Muslim Brotherhood agent who wants to advance Sharia law and bring Muslims into the United States. They point out, and they show a document there, a juristic classification of Islamic law that he ran through. Okay, his fascination with Islamic law isn't the only issue, because at the part, at the bottom where he references his understanding of what Sharia law is, he references Saeed Ramadan, who's head of the Islamic Center, one of the people who have been, he's a founder and hero of the Muslim Brotherhood. Look, this guy is holding up a pocket constitution. Of course, that became a bestseller on Amazon.com. He's not about the Constitution, folks. This guy is really about Sharia law. But who knows, maybe some of the liberals will grab a pocket constitution and actually read it. They won't find anything in there about the right to immigration. Join us tonight on the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.